With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
I didn't get your Christmas present. I know it must be in the mail or something, but would you give me the tracking number so I can track it down?
Am I getting those Omaha steaks again? I enjoyed those.
You like them, huh?
Yeah, I like them. I like them.
Did you like the cookies?
Those little Italian Christmas cookies from your family, I always enjoy. Thank you very much.
Did you eat two of them?
I eat them all before I leave the station.
You're not one for sharing, are you? I bet, Mary Lou, that you would eat two of them before we started doing this theater talk.
Then you were right.
Let's take a trip to Broadway.
Broadway, well, I'm taking a trip back. A lot of people do go to New York over the holidays. It's a beautiful place to spend Christmas.
There's some things that opened and a bunch of things that closed and some maintaining the status quo.
It's always a time when things close, that there's a big bump for the holidays and then a dearth afterwards. And so the Private Lives with Kim Cattrall from Section the City is not even going to finish out its limited engagement, which it was supposed to go into February. Instead, it will play through the holidays and close. And she's wonderful.
You like it.
I did. She's wonderful. It's kind of a shame. It's lovely, but if you're in New York and can catch Kim Cattrall, who is English, I didn't know.
There are more English and Australian actors that come to America to take jobs away from us.
Well, she is American in Section the City, but she was, like Elizabeth Taylor, was born in England, and she's very convincing. I was thinking, well, how could she be convincing as this English woman, Amanda? Oh, she's entirely convincing.
I'm curious about Seminar, the play with Alan Rickman, who is evil incarnate in the movies.
And it's pretty reprehensible in Teresa Ribick's play. He plays a writing professor who takes on a small number of private pupils for a seminar and then abuses them.
Not Harry Potter. He doesn't show
No. Okay. These are contemporary American university students, very bright students, very motivated writing students.
Did he strike any familiar notes for you in your teaching career?
No.
You didn't pick up anything that you could use on your students?
Not a single tip, no.
Do they call you Mr. Chase or Tony or Anthony?
They call me Dr. Chase, Jim.
They call me Dr. Chase.
And I'm told they're afraid of me, but I have no idea why. I've been grading their papers this week. That's how I spend every Christmas week, reading undergraduate theater history papers.
Did you like them? Did they please you?
It's a pretty nice draw this holiday season. This Christmas, I got a nice Volpone paper, a couple of nice medieval drama papers.
What to get the theater drama teacher who has everything?
An Agamemnon paper. Just perfect. And the inevitable Shakespeare papers, which I also enjoy. But it was a very good class, and it was a nice draw. But that is how I spend Christmas week. You remember that, don't you?
I know.
Stacks and stacks of these papers.
Let's move on to Bonnie and Clyde, who they're not doing too well with it.
And it's a shame. It got terrible reviews. This is on Broadway. It's the new Frank Wildhorn musical, and they just don't seem to like him. Critically trashed. But I found it very entertaining, even moving, and enjoyed it a lot. But it will close in the next couple of weeks, Bonnie and Clyde. And so if you're down there, pick it up quick because you won't be able to see it again. I don't know if it will tour or if this is going to be one that just evaporates.
They're not
going to
rework it.
No, I don't think so. Well, with Scarlet Pimpernel, of course, they reworked it with audiences because it found a fan base. The same thing does not seem to have happened with this.
Billy Elliot is closing. Now, there's a work that I never would have thought would last as long as it did. I saw the movie and I thought it was thoroughly enjoyable, but I thought it wouldn't translate to stage at all. And what do I know?
Well, it translated to stage. It was perhaps a little English. We just don't hate Margaret Thatcher the way they do. And it did hold its own on Broadway for a good 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah, it's been a good, healthy run, not what they were hoping for. It's still running in the UK, of course, but it's done fine, and it's been seen all around the world.
Closing tonight is Peter Pan, and we should not even have to mention that because it's sold out.
It is, and Kelly Bocock Natale from WBFO directed it, a magical production of Peter Pan, which I believe was sold out just about every time, and ends its run tonight.
Tony.
Jim.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.